Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
How you doing? It is a Thursday. If you're kind of late to the party with 420, you're 2 months behind. It's the 20th of June. Maybe you're still flying high. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. The number to call in anytime. I really want to recognize people that listen early in the morning, like you might be. So call us. Let us know what's going on. Give us an early morning check-in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Who are you? What do you do? What are you up to? I don't know. You coming home from work? Going into work? Love to talk to you. Also, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show is where you can find us there. And let's see. We got a lot going on here this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's kick things off. Say good morning to the most protein shakes I've ever seen one person have. Was that five? No. Liv the Web Girl. Hello.
Hi, it's just because I have to bring my lunch and my breakfast here.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And like my in-between, like my teas and like my energy drinks.
She's got like a little food shop here.
It's very, very hectic in my kind of area. There's lots of drinks, lots of liquids.
How was your day yesterday, Liv?
It was good. It was like pretty busy. I had my first day at Cycle Bar.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was so good. My manager is super, super nice and cool. It's just like a fun environment. And then I went back there for a class, which Cycle Bar is like a spinning class.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to a Cycle Bar class in probably 2 years, just like with me like leaving college. In college I used to go, but I haven't been there in a while. And it kicked my butt.
Really? I thought you had the endurance for it.
I mean, it wasn't so much the cardio as just like your leg muscles are on fire. On fire. When if you're keeping like your core tight, your core is on fire. They also do arms. My arms, I had the heaviest like bar. You do some like arms on the bike with this bar.
Okay, that just sounds dangerous. I'm out.
They have two weights.
Yeah.
They have a 4 pound and a 6 pound like bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like a lot, but the way how quickly you do them. Dude, the 6 pound bar was insane. I didn't realize I grabbed the 6 pound one, but I did, and it kicked my butt.
But you like it though. So you're
excited? Oh my gosh, I absolutely love it. So I go back again today for my second day of work, and also I'm going to a class tonight, which you should try it.
I gotta lose some weight before I start biking.
Your first ride's free.
Okay, well my butt cheeks swallow butt seats, so I gotta have a smaller booty before I do that personally. Are you there, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now? Because if you are, I'm kind of curious. We never get to find out how your day was yesterday.
Dude!
Yeah, dude, are you okay? You sound like you're puking.
I am here. I actually did not get to get a bang before work, so I have to manually juice myself up.
What do you mean? Like, dude, it's too early to be talking about hooking up. What are you talking about?
No. Bang, like an energy drink.
Oh, I was like, man, this guy's really talking about this first thing in the morning.
Joe, you're making me feel so special lately. Like, you keep bringing me on.
Oh,
dude, of course. You're part of the show.
He's getting emotional.
All right. So, real quick, man, how was your day yesterday, though? Did you do anything, or is it just kind of boring? Because if it's boring, then I'm never going to bring you out again.
Usually, I have eventful days.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I took my mommy out, and we spent some time.
Oh, that's cool, man. Little mom on Lenny Bray.
Oh, I also got to see the new Annabelle movie before it came out.
Ooh, that's a scary doll one, isn't it? How is it?
Dude. I don't usually recommend people go see movies, but this one, you got to see it.
It's got the Lenny Bree.
It was freaking crazy.
Seal of approval. All right, let's go to line number one real quick. Say hi to Evan. Hey, Evan, thanks for calling in early at 833-JOE-ALEX. What's going on with you? What are you up to right now?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Oh, I'm just on my way to work to Indianapolis to shout out to everyone out there up right now. On the way to work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah! Where do you work?
I work for a pipeline company.
Oh, no way!
Wait, do you know Porkchop's boyfriend? He works for a pipeline company.
That's what he's saying. It's a man job, that's for sure.
Dude, where, like, you are probably so rich because he makes way more than I do. Do you, where are you originally from?
I'm from Martinsville, Indiana.
Okay. Do they send you like across the country, or do you always in Indy?
I used to do that just for a couple of years. Now I actually have a commute, which is, you know, an hour commute, but it's better than being out of town.
Well, yeah. I love that you have to listen to us for an hour. That's good, so we can probably keep our jobs. But dude, Evan, thanks for calling in. I like this. I like talking to people early in the morning. I appreciate it. And to be honest, the voices I get stuck hearing all the time kind of get old, so if I can have some fresh blood, I will take that. How was your day there yesterday, Pork Chop?
It was good. Unfortunately, my other job was slow, so they called me out, but I say unfortunately, but I needed the rest. So okay. I did not work at the steakhouse last night.
Oh, man.
That's fine. But at 10 o'clock last night, I had to run out of my house.
What happened? Was it on fire?
No. So there was a chancy at the local church.
What is a chancy?
What is that?
That sounds like a bad thing. Like, oh, there's a chancy at our church.
Are you guys, wait, you're serious right now?
I swear to God, I've never heard of a chancy.
I have no idea what that is.
Ugh. All right, so 3 years ago.
Has anybody tweet us at Joe and Alex or heard of a chancy, by the way? I never have.
So 3 years ago, this app came out and it was like the most popular app. It's called Pokemon Go.
Oh my God.
And I downloaded it like the day it came out and I played for like a year and then got bored with it. And then my boyfriend Chase texted me a screenshot and he had downloaded again. So I got jealous and I downloaded it. And I was like, oh, there's a chancy at the church. I got in my car and was like speeding over to it. And I tried to catch it and I didn't catch it.
Wow. I guess it's true what they say.
You are so lame.
Dude,
you can't catch them all.
It's unbelievable. Like, every day you shock me with how lame you get. Like, every day it's like more and more lame.
I'm not knocking people that play Pokemon Go, but I don't think anybody's that obsessed with it. But you know what, though? Hey, you got to look at it as a positive, Liv. He's getting an exercise.
He is getting an exercise, but the thing about Porkchop is that he's living like 3 years in the past.
True.
Like, he's like finding out things that it's like, yeah, bro, like that was big 3 years ago.
Even people that come out of comas are like, dude, I knew that before you did.
Right, exactly.
It's like, come on, man. Get your stuff together. Now, my day yesterday was it was busy. I had to be at work, and then I left, and I had a dentist appointment, which is normal. It's the cleaning.
Yeah.
But I found out some terrible news. The fact is that I have a cavity, which isn't, that's not terrible. Everybody gets them. But I, when I was younger, I had really bad teeth. I wish I could have got braces.
Uh-huh.
But I had to get some of my upper teeth replaced, and they're like really nice. They're called like veneers. I'm like Cardi B, but I didn't spend $50,000 like she did. But my dad did take out a little bit of money when I was younger to get that done.
Yeah, veneers are expensive.
They're very expensive. Well, they're going to have to like grind one off down to nothing. They're going to destroy the porcelain or whatever the teeth is made out of because they have to go there and like put a crown in now because I have a cavity, even though I don't feel it. So I'm like, wait a minute. Did I say something you don't like to show and now you just want to mess up my smile? Because actually, I love my dentist,
right.
Dr. Gove. She's really cool and she listens to the show. But I'm just like, oh my gosh. And on top of that, like me like worrying about my smile, then I have to worry about the fact that it's going to cost probably out of pocket $500 to $1,000.
I have two things.
Yes.
One, you can't even see your smile because your beard is so bushy.
Well, I'm going to have to keep
it
now.
So don't worry about that. Two, why don't you just say, screw it, and just get dentures? You won't have to pay as much. I guarantee you dentures are not
that
expensive.
Definitely my next step will be dentures. Some of these old people got it going on. And I think it'd be kind of, wouldn't it be funny if like I'm talking and my teeth just fall out? Wouldn't that be kind of funny on the show? Like,
you already struggle talking. Actually, maybe I take that back. I don't know if dentures would help
you. Now listen, that coming from you really hurts my feelings, okay?
I'm just kidding.
And finally, we'll say good morning to Lindsay. Hey, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. What's up, Lindsay?
I'm just headed to work, making that bread.
Oh, yeah. What do you like, are you actually like a baker or you mean like making that money?
Oh, making that money.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work at the zoo.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Which zoo? Because we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, and in Houston, Texas.
The Indianapolis Zoo.
Okay, hang on, because Pork Chop is, he's saying he's trying to make a connection, but maybe you got an inside scoop for something that I want us to be a part of. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, do you get to play with, like, monkeys every day, or what do you get to do?
Like, I get to go see the animals and, like, see behind the scenes and go to dolphin shows, so it's
dolphins?
Really fun.
Can I swim with the dolphins?
Oh, I wish I could.
I know, but can I?
Well, I don't know. You have to talk to one of our keepers.
All right. Hang on. Seriously, though, because I want Pork Chop to talk to you, try to get some information. Pork Chop, go talk to Lindsay before she hangs up and never listens to the show again.
All right, got it.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Okay, so people are literally freaking out over Kendall Jenner over buying a Coke. So a couple of days ago in New York City, Kendall Jenner was seen buying a Coke from a bodega, and the Coke happened to match perfectly with her dress. Now people are enraged, saying that it was an advertising ploy and that Coca-Cola was paying her to do this. She also posted a picture on her Instagram of her buying this Coke. But I personally, in the Instagram picture, couldn't even see the Coke. But either way, if it is an ad, then that is an FTC violation, because on Instagram she didn't say it was an ad.
You have to do like hashtag ad,
right,
or like paid partnership.
Yeah, legally you have to do now. So people were saying things like she would never drink a full calorie Coke. She would never just go into a bodega like that. And some fans, however, thought that it was a genius marketing move, if that's what it was used for, just because of how much publicity it got over literally a Coke.
It was definitely live. I saw one of the photos. The way her hand was, the way she held the
pop.
Dude,
I don't think so at all. Sometimes when your hands
crazy.
Are full, she had other things in her hand.
Can you put this on Instagram in a little bit?
I'll put it on...
people think it's it was deliberately done.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put this on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and I'll put up a poll for you to vote if you think it's an ad or not. And personally, I have been doing this ever since I was 7 years old. If I am dressed up in a cute outfit, a cute dress, and I see a drink or a lollipop or something that matches perfectly,
yeah,
hell yeah, you better believe I'm going to buy it.
So do you like match your protein shakes you're having each day? Like, ooh, this one's an orange one.
I'm not really dressed up, so no. It's only exciting if you're like dressed up in something
cute. Okay, well, at least we know the truth now.
Miles Teller was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about the new Top Gun movie that is going to be coming out.
Who do you play in Top Gun? Can you say, or is it a secret?
Yeah, I could say. I play, I play Goose's kid.
Goose's son, deceased Goose.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. Goose is my favorite character, and Miles Teller is super hot. He then continued to talk about the infamous boxing tweet between Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise.
Were you with Tom Cruise when Justin Bieber challenged him to fight?
I was. Uh-huh. I don't know if it was on Tom's radar.
Are you, really? He
or
didn't
not.
Even?
I just, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say too much about it. I'm just like, how much attention do you need, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
ooh, throwing some shade at Justin Bieber. Julianne Hough and her husband, Brooks Lake, are trying to have a child with the help of in vitro fertilization. The Los Angeles Kings forward said, "My wife and I want to have children in our future, and going through IVF was a decision we made to increase the odds of that happening." The couple got married in July 2017 in Idaho. Michael Strahan was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was explaining what it was like to throw out the first pitch with his Good Morning America team in Philly.
GMA, we did our show from Philly last week. And then they said, well, we want you guys to go to the Phillies game. Ceremonial first pitch. And I'm like, dude, they're going to boo me. They're going to boo. I'm like, no, Philly loves us. They just love us. And I said, okay, watch this.
Yeah.
Then we go out and they go, you know, and now from GMA, here is Ginger Z. And they're like, yeah. Here's Robin Roberts. Yeah. Here's Michael Strahan. Boo.
So if you don't know why they would boo him, Michael Strahan played for the New York Giants for a very long time. And so that's why everyone in Philadelphia hates him.
Philly boos everybody, though.
Yeah,
like, hey, it's a little kid. Boo, you suck.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Wish my voice was deeper, but I never went through puberty yet. Hey, good morning. So glad that you are with us. I don't even know if half of us are with each other right now in the room. We're kind of just like, what?
Yeah.
Early mornings.
All scrambled. We're like scrambled eggs in here.
Mm-hmm. fried up, baby. Now, this is something that we were talking about yesterday, and I love these discussions. I'm like, guys, let's save this for the air. Let's talk about this with other people. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's take it back a little bit to your childhood. Maybe you used to play with rocks. It's only the toys you had. So what? As a kid, what was like your favorite activity or, I guess, thing that you did in the summertime? Because summertime is officially upon us, I think, tomorrow. And, man, there are so many cool things that we got to do. Live the Web Grill, for example. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite activities and things you did back in a kid? And if you go on to join in and share something with us, 833-JOE-ALEX, we'd love to talk to you.
Okay, so when I was younger, all of the neighborhood kids, all the time during the summer, we would buy a ton of water balloons and just have a massive water balloon fight on our street.
Oh, those are the best.
In the neighborhood. And it was so much fun.
Now, because you're so much younger than me, did you guys have the thing where you could have 100 balloons at once? Because I used to do that old school. You had to put the stupid balloon around the hose or around the actual spigot.
Right.
And then fill it up. Now you can just hook up a thing to the hose and it does 50 balloons at once.
So we did it both ways. If our parents were being fancy or whatever, if we could convince our parents to spend the extra money on that thing, then we did. But sometimes we literally just filled them up at once. I remember my sister was the best at tying the water balloons, and sometimes we would make them so big and draw faces on them like they were our babies. And we would hold them around, and then we would smash them on someone's head.
Oh, so you'd kill your babies. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a terrible summer memory. Porkchop, what about you, man? You grew up in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, and I used to love going to Six Flags Great Adventure.
Okay.
That's the big, Six Flags theme park there. That was a lot of fun. I used to love running through the sprinkler for some reason.
Yes.
And you guys ever do those slip and slides where you're getting really wet and you slide?
No, those weren't around when I was a kid.
Slides?
Yeah.
How old are you, Grandpa? I'm older than you, and they had slip and slides.
I mean,
maybe it just wasn't a thing for where you were at. Because
no, I knew they were, but just later in life
they
when
were
I was
banned
too
in New
old
Jersey.
To have one.
I loved slip and slides. We would get the slip and slide out. Also, you know what else is really fun? Putting a hose on a trampoline and jumping on the trampoline with the hose.
My family is what you call poor. We couldn't afford a trampoline.
My mom was too scared of them. She thought I was always going to jump off and break my neck.
Didn't you feel like if you bounce one time wrong, you're going to get shot off the trampoline?
We did some crazy things. We used to push up my trampoline to our swing set and jump from the top of the swing set off onto the trampoline.
I love the water gun fights, too. Did you ever do those?
Oh, those were always cool. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What about you, man? You ever have any summertime activities as a kiddo?
Yeah, my summers were always weird because my parents are divorced. So summers I would spend with my dad in the middle of nowhere, and literally I would just stay up all night playing video games.
Dope,
just nonstop.
Man.
Honestly.
See, I didn't get to do active stuff.
Okay, there was a summer where I was obsessed with Dexter Laboratory's game. He had one on CartoonNetwork.com, and I literally would spend all day doing that. I think when I was in third grade. All day.
That was the jam. Now, did you guys ever do this? I guess I was the only one that really was white trash and got to have fun. I remember obviously playing sports. I love playing baseball. I'm from Michigan, so I used to love playing hockey. I'm a huge fan of hockey. So we played street hockey, and I remember just there were some windows in our garage, and I'd do a slap shot and I'd break a glass window. My mom would be so pissed, but that was fun. But also, the thing that was really dangerous and kind of white trashy, I was Evel Knievel as a kid. I don't know what it was there for, but we had some wooden boards, we had some cinder blocks in our garage, and we had hammers and nails, some tools, and we just made some really unsafe jumps with we put the bricks as kind of the base, we'd put the board up, and then we nail another board for support, and I just remember hammering stuff, spending 2 hours on it, and it almost reminds me of the scene of Step Brothers where they make the bunk beds, and it's
alright,
I'm gonna test out this jump, here we go, 1, 2, 3, oh god,
and then it just
apart.
Collapses.
Yeah, I think I actually fell and had a nail land on me or something, so that was a fun time.
Also, those popsicles that are just in the plastic almost tube thing.
Oh, yeah, they're liquid and you had to freeze them, right?
Yes, we would eat. That would be our lunch, breakfast, and dinner, and every snack.
I like that Liv the Web Girl, out of all people, says that's her summertime activity. Usually mine would be eating for my summertime activity, but she gets to have the credit today. Hey, you could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, kind of take it back old school, and let us know what you got. David Ortiz, he's been in the news a lot. They're saying he was not the intended target of a shooting in the Dominican Republic 2 weeks ago. Wait a minute. I thought he was because he was possibly banging a drug dealer's girlfriend or something. So apparently they're saying the target was another man that was at a seat near him at the club who was wearing similar clothing. Yeah, right. You're telling me somebody else is wearing similar clothing to David Ortiz?
Yeah, this story just keeps getting like muddier and muddier and muddier.
I don't believe any of it. All right, this is insane. I love sports, but I hate stupid parents. Lakewood, Colorado police tweeted a video of 15 to 20 adults having a brawl on the baseball field, and you have to see this at joeandalexshow.com. The cause of the massive brawl? Well, a 13-year-old umpire ruled that a 7-year-old player had batted out of order, which usually means that they're out. Police issued 4 disorderly conduct citations and are still looking for one guy. Real turd of a dude threw a sucker punch and injured a guy pretty bad as he was looking the other way. And
it's
just, and there's a lot of profanity in this, but here's just an example of what it is. But the video really is what you have to see.
What is happening? What is happening? What is happening?
People are screaming. They're fighting. Like, 3 guys are beating up 1 guy. Woman's running around like, what's going on? Stop it. There he is. Imagine the kids, too. You got 7-year-old kids seeing this. How traumatizing is that to a 3-year-old to see? What is that, your dad getting hit in the head by some punk?
Father, in Jesus' name.
This lady's like praying to Jesus to take these things away.
I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Rebuke Jesus, Satan in the name of Jesus.
So it's just absolutely insane.
Oh, my gosh. That
absolutely
is just
insane. Have you seen
crazy.
The video yet?
No, I haven't.
You need
to
see the video, Liv, because it is. I can't believe that this happened. I know people fight, but this is the dumbest reason.
Like, literally over something so stupid, it's almost like at that point, they just want to fight. They would have fought anywhere.
Yeah, it's insane. You can see it at joeandalexshow.com. All right, this grandma is quite the BA. Let's see. Her name is Marcia Black, 75 years old. She grabbed her gun when she saw an alleged car thief who had been on the run for several hours after he crashed a stolen car. Kind of started walking to her front porch.
I walked out and said, could I help you? He said, yes, ma'am, I'd like to use your phone. I mean, I was just calm as could be. I knew what I was doing. I was in control. I wanted to keep him at a distance. I didn't intend to kill him. I just wanted him to think that I would shoot him. He wouldn't get down, so I shot in the air, and he realized I meant business, so he got out on his knees.
Yeah, you don't play with grandma, and here's the thing, too. 4 of her grandkids were in her house, so you know Grammy was going to be defending that place. Here's one of her granddaughters talking about how awesome her grandma is.
That's just amazing to me that I got to witness my grandmother in action.
It's just another day. If something happens, you take care of it, and that's it.
That's what I'm talking about, Grandma. You get yourself handled right there. I'm proud of her.
Yeah, what a badass.
All right, now, this is insane. The more we hear about Facebook, the more it's like, oh, my gosh, I feel bad for the workers. 3 former contractors who worked and moderated content on Facebook at a facility in Tampa have broken. They have, like, these non-disclosure agreements, so they can't say anything, but they broke them, and they're saying these conditions are pretty shocking. They describe the environment being really high stress, where what they're called, like, the job title would be a process executive, and you're paid $15 an hour to look over different content and figure out if it applies to their new, like, kind of changing standards they have, like what's controversial or not. They say moderators have to share filthy desks, and the office has a single dirty bathroom shared by 800 employees. One worker said you'd go in the bathroom and there'd be like blood and poop kinds of stuff. All over the place, absolutely disgusted.
Ew.
And then some of the videos they have to watch, like, thank God we don't have to see half the stuff that gets posted on there.
Yeah,
animal cruelty, all kinds of stuff.
I thought our bathroom was gross, but I am very
Oh,
very
ours
wrong.
Is. You're not wrong. Ours is disgusting. A woman was released from a St. Louis prison, but couldn't find her way out of the prison and got stuck in the stairwell for 2.5 days.
Oh my gosh, imagine you finally think you're free and then you're just captured for 2 more days.
Now, I kind of feel like she's a dummy, Liv, because here's why. She was told to ride the elevator to the first floor. That's how you get out of a prison usually. Turn right next to the building. But she went to the 5th floor and then tried to go out a fire exit door. So she didn't listen to instructions. Come on, inmate. The door is locked behind her and she was trapped. She started making noises, banging on stuff, but prison employees never searched the stairwell for the noise because there's so much noise in prison. 2.5 days later, somebody saw her through a window outside and notified the prison, hey, there's somebody out there. Like, maybe it is a prisoner. And, well, it was a former one that was supposed to be released. Prison officials have changed their policy, they say, and everyone who is released from now on will be escorted out of the door. That's just pure laziness, too. It's like, all right, you're free, Liv. Go ahead. It's like, no, I'm going to walk you to the door and kick you
right.
out.
Right. I've never even heard of that. Like, in movies, they always are, like, walking them out, like, even, like, past the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, all right, see ya. Well, not at this prison. At least they're changing their policy. All right, I love me some Carrie Underwood, but I need you to listen with your ear holes and let me know what you think. Carrie Underwood, her producer, NBC, and the NFL are being sued for copyright infringement by a woman claiming they stole her song. It's called Game On for the Sunday Night Football theme. The woman is Heidi Merrill. She sent her song to Carrie's production team, or producer, I mean, in 2017, but they passed on the song, and I was like, okay, well, thanks. Well, then Carrie's song came out, and she says sounds substantially and even strikingly similar, if not identical, to her song. So here is Meryl's song, Game On. Listen okay. to this. Let's get it on.
Wait, this is Carrie Underwood's?
No, this is Meryl. I'm going to play
okay.
the lady first.
You said it was Meryl's first.
All right, here's Meryl's song, the lady that claims she wrote the song. Let's get it on. So repetitive, but bow, 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 bow. Now here's Carrie Underwood, a clip of what they use for Sunday Night Football. Not yet, here it is. Fired up and ready to play. Game on. Hey, it's Sunday night. Game on. What do we think here?
I think it sounds so much alike. I mean, even their voices sound so much alike.
Yeah, does it? Because this is Carrie. Then Meryl. Let's get it on. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, those are super, super similar.
I'd hate to think that happens, but I kind of feel like it was stolen. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see what
comes out
of that.
I mean, I doubt Carrie Underwood will be in trouble for this because I doubt she wrote any of that.
No,
I mean,
no.
That's got to all be someone else. I doubt
there's
she wrote
like,
any of her music.
Sing this.
Yeah.
Here, sing, monkey. And finally, today's a special day. Do you guys know what it is?
It's the first day of summer.
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought that was tomorrow. Okay. No, well, maybe it is. I'll have to check on that. Today, though, is National Vanilla Milkshake Day. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours. Dang right. It's better than yours. I could teach you what, but I have to charge. Now, what is exactly a milkshake? I never understood that. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I have a vanilla protein shake with me today.
I don't think it's the kind of thing that Khalees is talking about. By the way, the best the shake is chocolate, right?
No, I like vanilla.
You like vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla's my favorite. Oh. Also, I will say, strawberries, extremely underrated.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I'm kind of disappointed in you more than I was before. Thursday morning. Yeah, that's right. It's the Joe and Alex show. So glad you are here with us. If you have got a strange name or you know somebody, I want to hear about it. I know we've done this before, but I love hearing these names. You're like, what were your parents thinking? Or maybe it's just a name that you hate. It's not necessarily really, really obscure like this one. Call in, producer Porkchop will get you on the show. And you can tweet us too, at Joe and Alex show. All right, imagine this. Liv, I mean, are you unhappy with your name? Your name sounds normal to me.
Yeah, I used to hate it. But
why?
Now I love it. I think Olivia is such a pretty name.
It is.
My real name.
It's really nice. Yeah, and mine's Joseph instead of Joe. I mean, there's really not much to it. I think mine's cool. Well, this woman did not let her name hold her back in life. Why? Well, this woman from Illinois has a very interesting real name. This is legally her name. She didn't change it as an adult. This is what her parents named her. What is the name? Her name is Marijuana Pepsi.
I'm sorry, what?
Her name is Marijuana Pepsi. So apparently, maybe the mom liked marijuana and the dad liked Pepsi. I mean, it could have been Marijuana Coke. I don't know exactly how the name was chosen or picked, but her name is Marijuana Pepsi.
See, that's just stupid. Like, I get the whole, like, joke ones where they make the first name and the last name combined together kind of sound like a perverted joke. Those I don't mind. Those I think are like clever and funny. This one's just stupid.
All right, well, imagine this. This is the funniest part to me, and that's why I was wondering if anybody has some weird, funky names. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Well, Marijuana Pepsi proves she's pretty darn smart and not going to let that name stop her from doing anything. She just earned her PhD, so now she says they're going to be calling me Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. Could you imagine, like, I just called to confirm your appointment with Dr. Marijuana Pepsi today?
Yeah, would you trust someone like that?
I would.
With anything important?
I would absolutely not. I would not.
Dang. I mean, I'm kind of being prejudiced about her name, but wow.
Yeah, that's for sure one. Hey, if you got something, make sure you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Legit. I was kind of embarrassed because I fell asleep yesterday and started snoring, and somebody woke me up. I wasn't at home. I was in a public place with other people around me.
Dude, the snoring makes it so much worse.
Oh, I know, and I'm a snorer. I got, like, mild sleep apnea, so I'm constantly snoring. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. I want to know, where did you fall asleep in public? Maybe it was at your job. Maybe it was at the store. I mean, wherever it might have been. I feel like a common place might be the movie theater, but even then, still, that's so embarrassing if you're just there watching a movie. Like, people are hearing you snore over the background sounds. My story yesterday, I was at the dentist. Guys, you're not going to believe me, but I was so tired yesterday.
Ugh.
Not when they were drilling, but they were, you know how they use like the little scraper thing to get off the plaque
yes.
and the tartar?
Ugh, I hate that.
Like that thing to get all the little gunky stuff off. They were scraping my teeth and my head, like just sitting back in the chair, I kind of like fell asleep and I was snoring and they're like, Joe, wake up. Like quickly. I wasn't out for like 5 minutes,
right.
But like for a minute or two, like
that's
I just like
so
have my mouth.
That is so embarrassing.
So I don't know if anybody else can top that, but where did you fall asleep? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. But yeah, I actually fell asleep at the dentist. One way they can always wake you up too, they do the suction.
I hate everything about the dentist.
Oh, I don't mind the dentist. Here's what I don't like, and I love my dentist. I think they're awesome people, but she goes to tell me that, hey, you do have a cavity in one of your upper teeth, so we're going to have to take off your little veneer thing. Because I had my teeth done when I was younger because I had such bad teeth, and they're going to have to drill that out and put a crown in. And then out of pocket with insurance, thank God I got insurance through work, it's still going to be like $500 or $1,000. So I'm just like, man, you guys are really getting me.
Oh my gosh, I hate that noise.
What's your noise?
That noise.
What? Oh, that one? My bad.
I hate it. Hate the dentist. But so one time.
Yeah.
I fell asleep while I was getting a pedicure. I was in the pedicure chair, and those chairs are so comfortable, and your feet are in like the warm water, and like they'll massage your feet. And I honestly fell asleep in the chair, and then I woke myself up. Thank God. I don't know if they noticed or not, if they just thought I was like deeply, deeply relaxing, but I passed out.
833-JOE-ALEX. I can't believe nobody's calling that doesn't actually have a story about falling asleep in public. You must be way embarrassed if that's the case.
I mean, I've fallen asleep at bars before.
Well, like, that's not falling
drunk.
Asleep. That's called passing out, Liv. You apparently have an alcohol problem. Bridget, where did you fall asleep at?
Okay, well, once when I was pregnant with my oldest son, it was about 16 years ago, I worked at Sears, and I was upstairs getting the towels together, and I sat down, and I fell asleep upstairs.
So you fell asleep at your job. Did they fire you?
Did. No, as a matter of fact, no one noticed I was gone because we were so busy, and there were people downstairs.
Have you seen Bridget?
I was probably gone for at least an hour.
Oh my gosh. That's a long time.
Yeah, I hope you don't actually have an emergency.
One other time, it was at my last job. I was supposed to be watching one of those video editorials.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guys are just talking monotone and showing you screen to screen, and mm-hmm. I fell asleep at my desk, and my boss came over and woke me up.
Did you get in trouble for that one? I feel like sleeping on the job's a big no-no.
It is definitely a big no-no. I did get a good warning.
My dad.
Thank you, Bridget.
I'm sure he's going to kill me for saying this.
This is good. Let your father, Papa C, listen closely.
My dad is, he works in finance, and he was sitting at his desk and he was watching like videos because they have to keep up with training. Mm-hmm. And he fell asleep while watching one of those videos at his desk because he had like the space heater on. But he's kind of like his own boss, so he didn't really get in trouble. But
oh, come on. I thought it was going to be juicier than that.
No, it wasn't.
All right, Regina's on the Joe and Alex show. Regina, where'd you fall asleep?
Well, I went to court for my daughter because she couldn't be there. And so I tried to find her attorney. And she said she'd get back with me. And so I sat in the chair, and it was so hot in that courtroom. And the guy up front kept telling everybody to be quiet. Well, I knew I wasn't going to say a word. And I ended up falling asleep. And the two girls in front of me, because the attorney had to wake me up, but she waited till the end of court.
Oh, my gosh. No way she let you just sleep there.
I was so embarrassed, and I asked the girls in front of me, I said, I didn't snore, did I? And they just took their heads and went up and down because nobody was talking.
Oh, so, my gosh. That is so funny.
I was so I didn't know if I should be embarrassed or what.
You're lucky the judge didn't lock you up, Regina, you know, like for a disturbance in the court. Hey, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Caitlin, what's going on with you?
Yes, I was actually getting a tattoo done on my side and fell asleep in the middle of it.
How in the world? Were you not in, like, severe, severe pain?
No, so I was towards the end of it, and, like, I started getting chills, and so I fell asleep. And once he finished, like, he was like, do you like it? And I was just sitting there asleep, and he was like, hey. And, like, he was, like, shaking me, and finally I woke up. He was like, you fell asleep? I was like, yeah, I fell asleep about halfway through.
Are you sure you weren't just passed out, like you passed out from it?
No, I was asleep.
I don't know. Like, I don't have a tattoo, Caitlin. I really think about getting one day. But how do you fall asleep with that? I hear it hurts.
I guess I just have a higher pain tolerance.
Damn, you're a badass.
You're no kidding. Like, she's like, oh, I like to get hit by stuff. Like, people hit me with bats. I just sleep it off.
Yeah, I have, like, a hangnail, and I freak out.
Caitlin, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. I kind of want to see the tattoo. If you can DM us or something, maybe we can share it with everybody.
Yeah, tweet it at us at Twitter on at Joe and Alex show.
All right, let's go to Prince. Oh, no. Prince, what did you do?
I fell asleep during lifeguarding while I was lifeguarding for some children, and I didn't know that I had fallen asleep until the kid ran into my chair when he wasn't supposed to be running.
My gosh, dude, that is so, so scary. Were you the only lifeguard sitting out, or were there other lifeguards?
He was the only one.
I was the only lifeguard for that time. I fell asleep then, and that was the first time. And then the second time, I had fallen asleep during band practice when I was standing up.
You fell asleep standing up? Do you have narcolepsy?
Yes. No, I have CFS.
What is that?
It's chronic fatigue syndrome. I got it from having mono and tonsillitis at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, one of the symptoms is, like, falling asleep while standing up in random places?
Yeah, it's just, like, where you're tired all the time.
Wow, that is crazy. Well, then you actually have, like, a good excuse.
You should fall asleep right now while you talk to us. That'd make good radio. You can just start
snoring. I kind of want to.
Okay, well, we have that effect on a lot of people,
it's
Prince.
It's like your superpower.
No kidding. Hey, man, well, thanks for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate it. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nikki and Brie Bella were on Jimmy Fallon yesterday, and Brie Bella ruined the ending of Game of Thrones for her husband, Brian, and then she did it again for, like, a lot more people.
Honestly, I feel like it wasn't my fault, because if you didn't watch the finale when the finale aired, that's your fault. Brian was right in the other room. I didn't know. And I said something like, Brian, can you believe who's sitting on the throne? And he goes, what? I'm like, oh, Jon Snow. He, like, put a dagger in the Queen of Dragons' heart. And he looked at me and, like, wanted
to cry. Wait, did you just spoil it again for people that haven't spoiled?
Oh, my God.
You just spoiled it for millions of people.
Can you bleep me out?
No! We're live right now. Everyone's seen it.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I'm sorry.
God, spoiler alert.
I know. I thought it was so cute. She was like, can you bleep me out? Like, bleep out everything she just said. Elton John gave words of encouragement to the LGBTQ youth.
If you're unhappy at home, leave. Leave. Don't let anybody torture you for being gay. Or for your sexuality, leave. Life is full of adventures. Always have hope in your heart and just try and be as true to yourself as possible.
He continued and told them that they deserve to be in a place where they are accepted. On The View yesterday, Meghan McCain and Joy Behar got in an argument over Trump's campaign, and Meghan McCain ended up calling Joy a B on live television.
Like bzz, like that kind of a B?
Bitch.
Oh, no way.
You made me say it on live television, and people were stunned.
For being the sacrificial Republican every day.
Here's the thing.
Don't feel bad for me, bitch. I paid to do this.
Did you hear that right there?
Yeah.
She said, don't feel bad for me.
It's hard to hear things on The View because they always talk over each other.
Right.
But so, I heard it at the end.
Yes. Yeah, so the whole audience definitely heard it. So they were shocked. So after a commercial break, they came back and tried to clear things up.
Joy and I call each other a bitch all the time and text each other bitch. I know you're comfortable with it. She knows I'm comfortable with it. I also enjoy fighting with you.
And
she enjoys fighting with me. So
I thought that was funny.
No, I do too. Well, first of all, you're not going to offend me. I don't care either way what you do. But a lot of people may not realize that. Like, that's the connection they have. They're like, oh my God, how disrespectful.
Right, for sure. I mean, there are some people that, like, you just, your relationship is arguing, but it's like no hard feelings.
I say that to Liv every day.
Right.
I'm not even kidding. No, I am.
There's now a petition online to get Keanu Reeves to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. That change.org petition was launched last week to get the John Wick actor into consideration as Person of the Year. The petition includes the pitch, Keanu is the most wholesome person alive. Make him the Person of the Year. As of last night, the petition had over 41,000 signatures.
I don't know if he's the Person of the Year, Liv, but he's doing a lot of good stuff.
Dude, I don't know. People are truly obsessing over him right now, and I am here for it. I love this man. He lost his wife and his house burnt down. He lost like four other family members all within like a year.
Sounds like a country song.
Well, I mean,
Is his dog okay?
I don't know. Probably not. But Keanu Reeves is the man. He is all over the place. Now he's in movies, television. He's in animated films. I mean, he's just everywhere. Everyone is obsessing over him. It would only make sense for that to happen. So I'm here for it. Coming up next in the next garbage, this A-list celebrity is going to be a magazine editor. James Corden might be leaving The Late Late Show, and Drake paid off a sexual assault accuser.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Ask Alex if you'd like to be on and try to get your question answered. Email us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. Colby, hey, you're on the show this morning. What is going on with you? Why are you on today for Ask Alex?
So I'm in a little bit of a pickle with my girlfriend and my family. Okay. So I'm what is known as like an Instagram boyfriend. So my girlfriend is a local Instagram influencer, and I'm the one who takes like all the pictures of her.
Isn't everybody an Instagram influencer? Yeah. Okay. So you're the cameraman here.
I take some great shots, but we've been dating for almost a year now, and it's crazy how much she's blown up. Like ever since we've been together. I've never talked about on our Instagram, but like I just love being able to support her, and I just think like you know how lucky am I to get to date her? I mean, she's way out of my league. It's so exciting like to be able to help her like with this journey.
Uh-huh. You
know? She gets to take me all these cool places, like, and I'm always taking my camera with me, like everywhere we go. Like anytime we're out of the house, I took some photography classes in college, and I have a really good camera. And
how often are you guys doing photo shoots?
Twice a week.
Dang, isn't that excessive?
That's a lot.
Okay, well, she's an influencer though, Liv, so okay.
Yeah.
Continue on here. This is interesting, Colby. I still don't know what your problem is, but I'm listening.
So she booked a trip to St. Bart's in 2 weeks because she says she really needs to like amp up her Instagram game because it's kind of been slow lately.
Okay.
But the problem is that my brother's wedding is also in 2 weeks.
Ooh, that is terrible timing. That's not good.
Yeah, so I just need to figure out like an excuse or how I'm gonna like tell my family that I'm not gonna be able to go to my brother's wedding.
Wait a minute,
what?
You're not gonna go to your brother's wedding to go take photos of your girlfriend in St. Bart's, where you're going to? Why don't you guys cancel the trip? It's your brother's wedding. Do you not like your brother? Because I feel like you need to be there for that important day.
I mean, I'm close with my brother and my whole family, but like that's my girlfriend. She needs me to be there for her, and she doesn't really care about my brother's wedding.
So she's willing to just like let you and her miss your brother's wedding just so she can get some Instagram photos?
I mean, yeah, but it's like an important thing that we go.
Okay, I am like stunned that you're even considering coming up with an excuse or like breaking to your family that you're going to miss your brother's wedding just so your girlfriend can get some Instagram photos.
Colby, have you actually told your family that this is your plans? Do they know yet what you're thinking of doing?
I haven't told them yet, and I'm not really sure how to tell them that I'm not going
to
go.
Okay, good, because there's time to change your mind, because you're wrong here. At least I think, does anybody agree with Colby? Like, hey, it's his girlfriend, that's what he should be doing, he should be going? Or should he be at his brother's wedding in 2 weeks? They fall on the same weekend. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What do you think, Pork Chop?
I've got two stipulations here. First of all, your brother should have asked you to be the best man or something.
Oh, okay, good point. Are you in like the guy, like,
bridal party?
Yeah, I'm in the party.
Oh my gosh!
So you've already committed to it.
I think there's still time.
No, like, no, there's not, dude. I'm glad that was asked because that's a big detail you left out there, Colby.
Dude,
if you're part of the people that stand up there in front of everybody, you have to be there.
Yeah, but if you're not the best man, then I say go take the pictures, because if that's your brother, you should be the best man. And if you're not, yeah, screw
him.
Well,
I mean, he might have other brothers or he might have cousins or
also, too, a point I wanted to mention. Your girlfriend, I feel like she's kind of sabotaging this, because if she just booked the trip, like, you don't plan a wedding, you know, 2 weeks in advance. A wedding is planned out a year in advance.
Your family's going to hate her.
She had to have known.
Exactly. So she probably, this was her way of saying, like, I don't want to go. So maybe you should see a new girlfriend.
And Colby, at least to me, you kind of sound like you're a pushover. Like, it seems like you're putting her over your family. And it seems like maybe, as Pork Chop brought up, she might be doing that. We're getting some calls, and I want to get some more people on to give you advice, because you've heard our opinions, and it obviously sounds like we all think you should be at the wedding. But 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Should Colby go with his girl to St. Bart's? And, you know, he's got to help her step out that Instagram. They've been slacking lately, not getting as many double taps. Or should he be at his brother's wedding? They both fall on the same weekend. It's 2 weeks from now, and he doesn't know what to do. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next on Radio Now. If you are just joining the Joe and Alex show, we're talking to Colby, who is kind of in a pickle. Colby's trying to figure out if he goes to his brother's wedding, which apparently he just told us, we didn't know this. He is in the bridal party. He's not the best man, but he's actually part of that, so he should be standing up. So I feel like he has to be there. But his girlfriend, who is an influencer, by the way, and he's her photographer, she's really been slacking lately and feels like her trip to St. Bart's that she just planned, ironic timing, right? Same weekend as the wedding, is going to help her step up her Instagram game. And he's kind of the Instagram boyfriend, so he has to take all the pictures. He doesn't know if he should like go or what to tell his family. I'm like, yeah, you have to go to the wedding. You can't go with your girlfriend to St. Bart's.
This is unbelievable to me.
Colby, we've got you on the phone. You're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. Listen, and feel free to talk. We'll step back for a second. We're going to go get some advice from some people, because obviously it seems like we're all against you going with your girlfriend and think you should be at the wedding. Colby, we've also got Kelly. Kelly, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to tell Colby?
Well, I think Colby should probably go to that wedding. And I think his girlfriend would understand that it is something that she should also go to, even if she doesn't feel so connected to the family. Because what if every one of her friends decided, or her family decided, to just go take trips, take photos, and not go to her wedding?
That's a good point there, Kelly. Hey, thank you for calling in. Kendra's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Kendra?
Hi. Okay, so I think if she cares about him, she would understand and be willing to move the trip. I mean, and another thing is, you could get nice photos at the wedding. That could be something for her, because she could dress up really nice.
Right.
But I don't know. It just kind of sounds weird, because it feels like, just from what I heard, that she might be using you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Why do you think, Kendra, she's using Colby? Just to take photos?
Yeah. I mean, if she doesn't care about the wedding, she's not very involved with his family, she doesn't care what he wants, she's just telling him, oh, I booked this trip, and yeah, let's go. Let's go do that. Like, have you guys talked about whether or not you want to go to the wedding? Or did you just say, yeah, I'm crazy about this girl, I'm going to go do whatever she tells me?
I mean, I feel like it's just support. I mean, this is like her, this is like what she wants to do. And I feel like I'm just there supporting her. And I feel like that's just like, it's just an important thing to her. Like, she doesn't really, there's more mileage to be had out of the St. Bart's than like a wedding. Mm-hmm. Like that's just going to be better for the future, I think.
But I guess my question, maybe Kendra, you want to chime in too, is Colby, I guess when you're weighing the two, if they're both important,
right,
isn't the wedding kind of a one-time thing? The Instagram photo session could happen a month from now.
Like the wedding's supposed to be something like important to you because it's your family. And like at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to matter is your relationships with people. And of an Instagram photo shoot for your girlfriend, yes, you can support her and that's wonderful, but she should be supporting you too in your relationship with your family.
Wow, those are some good points, Kendra. Hey, thank you for calling in. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Kendall. Kendall, sorry. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're also on with Colby, so go ahead and let us know what you think.
I got two things, man. For one, you only get one brother. Women come and go. I know y'all been together for a year. I've been together for 3 years for my girlfriend, and I would love to marry her one day. Second thing is, I got a story for you.
Ooh.
I got two older brothers, one sister, and I'm the youngest. I'm youngest out of four. My second oldest brother lives in Baghdad, Arizona. I live in Texas. He found a girl of his dream, and he called us a year ahead, and he said, hey, I want my family to be at my wedding. At that point, we had a financial situation. I was really young at the time, and we didn't go. And we no longer have that. He doesn't call my parents for happy birthdays, anniversaries, nothing. He resents the entire family.
Wow.
I'm the youngest out of four. Really, I'm going to propose to my woman next year in April, and I want to have a wedding, and I want all my family to go.
Wow.
So I want you to really think about that, man.
Dang.
When you say you put a woman for your family.
That is deep. Hey, thank you for calling in and sharing that.
If you're such a good photographer as you say you are, why didn't your brother ask you to shoot his wedding?
Why would he do that? It's his brother.
No, yeah. Okay. Not
Come
the
on,
ceremony, like the reception.
Who said
I know, but
are you
still
on?
The reception. He wants his brother to be able to drink and celebrate
I mean, you
with
can
him.
Still
and
hey,
dance.
I love
you
save
so
money.
I love you so much.
They probably don't care that much to save money.
Chop.
They probably want their brother involved.
Like,
in
I would
wedding.
DJ. I would DJ my brother's wedding.
I was
if
just
going
to ask
what?
That, and that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're supposed to be there celebrating,
I mean,
not like, hey, coming up next, here's a special song for my brother and his brand new
yeah,
bride.
I think that would be really cool.
Is a other separate.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people. I haven't heard anybody that says it's a good idea. What are you going to do, Colby? Have you made a decision, or you don't? Or do we help at all?
Like, she's so important to me, and I already know that like the wedding's not going to be her thing, and she's just going to be like unhappy the whole time. And I can pull the getting dressed up angle, but like that's not really her style. Like she's got like a little bit more like a laid back kind of vibe. She's not like getting all dressed up.
Okay. Colby. I think what you need to do is you need to gift your girlfriend a tripod and say, bye, B, I'm gone.
Colby will not do that. Colby, thanks for calling in, bud.
All right, thank you.
I don't mean to slam people, and I hope you
I
do
know,
call
I
in or
bad.
Email us for future Ask Alex things, but, I mean, Colby obviously is such a pushover. Like, can't, like, and I'm not saying this girl's using him, but, I mean, like, he's putting it on the line only after a year. It's not that long to be with somebody. He's putting her over the family already.
Yeah.
Like, it's not his fiance or wife, and it's just a photo shoot. It's not like, hey, I have to go to another family trip for a wedding. I'm just going to go because you want to get a photo?
Right.
For likes
for
on Instagram?
Instagram, yeah. Everyone thinks that this chick is using Colby.
By the way, we are very shallow, like Colby's girlfriend. We like it when you follow us, so do that right now at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Okay, I'm excited. I love doing stuff like this. I don't know if anybody else does. Maybe this is just totally self-serving, but when things go viral like this, I feel like we have to take part in it ourselves. This happened in New York City. It was on a subway, which usually there's people, who knows what, fighting and rats running around eating pizza.
Yeah, you see crazy stuff down there.
It goes down in the subway. Well, check out what happened. Somebody had their phone or a speaker on, like really loud, almost annoyingly loud, and there was a Backstreet Boys song playing, and well, this never happens, but it did this day.
Fire the one. Desire,
Subway sing-along.
Today, I want it that
Come
way.
On, Liv.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why. Okay, we, we screwed it up. But it's hard to do off that one. But it, wouldn't that be fun to do out of all the annoying things in life, actually have a little sing-along with some people?
Yeah, that's honestly shocking that everyone could get together on a subway and do that.
All right, I wanted to do this, and I wanted Porkchop to be involved in the first song because I feel like we never get to hear his singing prowess, like what he has available to him. So producer Porkchop, Bon Jovi, I know he's from your home state of New Jersey. I got you a little song. I want you to sing along with all of us, and I want you to sing along too in your car or at work or home, wherever you might be right now. Maybe you're naked in the shower. That's the best place to sing because it's got the good acoustics. Let's sing this Bon Jovi song, Living on a Prayer.
She says we gotta hold on to what we've got.
Come on, Porkchop.
Doesn't make any difference if we're naked or not.
Live too.
We got each other, and that's a lot for you.
Now, everybody, here we go.
We'll give it a shot. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer.
Oh, did that not feel good?
Oh, gosh, I love that song.
Yeah, I feel like all these songs, too, a lot of them are like wedding-style songs. What about this one? Kind of annoying, but it's still fun to sing.
Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good
little Frozen? Come on, parents are...
I don't know if I know this song.
Oh, I guarantee you'll know the Let It Go part.
My nieces know every word.
Parents are killing us right now. They hate the Joe and Alex show.
Well, now they know. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Let it go. Let it go.
Turn away and slam the door.
You what? Okay, it's a classic.
That's so good. You're so bad at singing, Joe.
You know what? I appreciate that coming from a vocalist like you. Check this out. Let's get country for a little bit. Can I get country on you?
Maybe. It depends on the song, but let's check it out. Let's see what you got.
If you don't have it, I'm taking back your country card. I was going to let you borrow it. Here we go.
I toasted you,
Friends in Low Places.
Oh, I know this song.
Come on, everybody.
You'll never hear me complain, 'cause I got friends in low places. Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay.
I love me some Garth Brooks.
This is my go-to karaoke song.
Is it?
Go to.
I would have never expected
song.
That you do this.
Oh, places so I got friends.
We changed it up at my place. We went in Joe's basement.
That's actually really.
I'm sure my mom's not proud of it, but we used to drink in high school, and she knew what was going on. But
Joseph.
Whatever, whatever. All right. This is old school, but I wonder if you know this, Liv, because this is a classic song. Me being from Michigan, there is no South Detroit. If you're wondering, and don't stop believing, there's not a South Detroit. There's not. Like, you'd be in, like...
Well, maybe you just were never invited to South Detroit.
There's
so
physically not.
There
it's a body of water. If you go south of Detroit, you're in water.
Maybe that's what they mean. Maybe it's a metaphor.
Well, let's sing along to the song anyways. Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Share the night, it goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Shadows surging in the night.
Come on, come on.
Streetlights, people.
Don't Stop Believing part, dang it. Don't Stop Believing.
That's a better part. Gosh,
go.
That's such a good song.
All right, can we get country again? Like
oh my gosh, okay.
I'm just mixing it up. These are like some of my favorite sing-along songs. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. You feeling this?
Yeah, I like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Anyhow, here we go.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Come on. If you could safely do it right now, too, maybe somebody else can do it. I would love for you to video yourself and tag us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram so we can share that on our Instagram story if you're singing along right now. All right, let's do some music because I'll probably get in trouble from the, like, we have, like, program directors, our bosses at work, and it's like, hey, enough country music. I need you guys to play the music that you normally play on radio now. So I'm gonna follow the rules for a second. This song is legit.
When the taxi man turned on
Party
the radio,
in the USA.
And a Jay-Z song was on.
everybody.
And the Jay-Z song was
here we go.
And the Jay-Z song was on.
So I put my hands up to sing my song.
The butterflies fly away.
Not in my head like, yeah.
Moving my hips like, yeah. Put my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay.
Say what?
Yeah.
It's a party in the USA. Yeah.
Wow. Now that song reminds me of drinking in high school.
What? Okay, we gotta quit. We're not condoning that. All right, I want to go back, and this is I got like three more, and I know we're gonna rock out to these last two. I don't know if you know this song. Do you know this song? Oasis, Wonderwall.
Yeah, duh.
I don't know. When I bring up songs that I like, you're like, oh, you're old like my father.
Many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Oh, this song reminds me of eighth grade.
Here we go.
Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my Wonderwall.
I gotta tell you right now, we just got some pretty good harmony. All right, next one.
Oh my gosh, that song is such a banger.
You can hate on this one, but everybody knows the words.
Well,
Oh my gosh, why would anyone hate on this song? Hit the ground running.
It's all you, Liv. Go ahead when you're ready.
Your brain gets numb.
Your head gets numb.
So much to do, so much to see, so much more than taking the back streets.
What?
Everybody, if you don't go.
Oh, you don't know the words.
No, I don't.
Here you go.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
Now, I'm wondering, because we do have a diverse audience that listens, and I love you for that, but I feel like this last song that we kind of can wrap up with, I feel it's just like a white person sing-along song. Like, I think only white people sing this song. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you're a non-white person that actually gets down to this song, maybe we can sing it together as we wrap it up. And that is The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
I just can't look, it's killing me, and taking control.
Okay, that's what I'm talking
about.
So good.
Austin on Twitter said that he has been singing along to all of these songs with us, and he loves every single one of
them.
I'm
glad, because I'm afraid if nobody likes this, we just lost everybody listening to the show. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Dolores, and I am a Latina from Houston, Texas, and I absolutely love The Killers.
All right, then you know what? Then more Killers. Here you go.
I
want to hear you sing along, okay? We'll wait till we get to like the actual end of it, okay? And then I want you to take over, all right? Are you ready? Here's your big moment.
Thanks.
All right, get ready. Listen up to it.
Are you ready?
But it's just the price I pay.
I heard eyes. That was a dramatic performance, but I'm glad to hear that we got some diversity up in here,
gosh.
And people love this one.
Our Twitter is blowing up.
What are we getting?
They love this song. They like they song Peaches.
What do you mean, like Peaches and Cream or what?
I guess so.
Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country.
I've never heard of that song.
The President of the United States of America?
No, I've never heard of that song at all, but everyone's saying they're singing along.
All right, you know what? We need to wrap this up, but I don't want to. What if we wrap it up with this one?
Always.
Come on, we can wrap it up with this, right?
This song sings to my soul.
Pork Chop, Lenny, everybody, let's go.
Yo! Go on!
Oh, we sound so good.
We'll stay forever and play. And I know that my heart will go on and on.
Wow, guys. That might be the best thing ever done on the radio.
I agree. We deserve an Emmy or a Tony or an Oscar. Give us an award for
that. You realize they don't give those awards out to radio people.
A Grammy, maybe? What about a Grammy?
Maybe a Marconi. Okay. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Maybe I'm being like kind of hard on Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. Maybe I'm not. I want you to hear the story, and then I want to hear your opinion, your thoughts at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, if we're going to talk about Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, we have to play his theme song.
Babe for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store. Tell them, get me a jewel.
All right, Liv, I kind of found out because you told me this, but why don't you explain what's going on with you and your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, and then I'll explain my problem because maybe you don't even realize the problem.
Okay, yeah. So this weekend, we're going to Chicago for his roommate's birthday. His roommate and my boyfriend are giant Cubs fans, so they want to go to Wrigley for a game on Saturday. Now, they're playing the Mets, which is going to be a pretty big game, so the tickets are really expensive. The tickets are around like $130 a person.
What?
Yeah, so they're expensive, and there's a group of us going, and one of their friends is like, hey, guys, I'm tight on cash right now. I'm not going to spend the money on a ticket. I think I'm just going to hang out outside of Wrigley in Chicago while you guys are at the game. And I told my boyfriend, like, hey, I'm super, super tight on money right now, too. I can't spend $130 on a baseball game. I'm going to hang back with your friend, Jeremy, and you guys have fun, have a ball. I'm not going to be mad. Go without me. Enjoy yourselves. But I'm going to hang back with Jeremy and not go to the game. And he said, no, you're not doing that. You're definitely coming to the game with me. I want you there with me. I want you to experience it, whatever. And he was like, so I'll pay for your ticket. So I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
So sweet. So nice. So then later he's like, yeah, so how about that is your anniversary present? Because our 1 year is coming up next week, okay. Our 1 year anniversary.
So it's pretty close to the 1 year.
Yes. And it's like within like 4 days of each other. So he's like, so I think that's going to be your anniversary present. Like your year anniversary present is going to be like the ticket to the game that I'm buying for you.
Okay. And I'm glad you said that out of your mouth and not mine. 833-JOE-ALEX. Is anybody else's BS meter going out that this is complete bull crap? Jewel Daddy,
why?
Who I think is a really good guy. I'm not trying to knock him. I mean, I really have nothing bad to say about him until this. He's using these tickets he's buying you as your anniversary gift. He wants to go to the Cubs game. He's probably a bigger Cubs fan than you are.
Oh, no, he absolutely is. I don't hate the Cubs.
So he's using
something
that he's buying something for himself and saying it's for both of you. And you don't care about that? You don't think that's like not, you don't think that's wrong? Is anybody else hearing what I'm hearing here and like can maybe put some like wisdom into Liv's ear? Because I think you should be upset about that.
Why? But see, you know, $130 is a lot spent on a ticket. Now,
of course.
I didn't ask him to get me the ticket. He just kind of offered. But I still feel.
But he said it's your anniversary gift.
I know.
That's not what you want for your anniversary, is it? Is that what you want for your anniversary? Then never mind, I'm wrong.
I mean, it's not my first pick.
You don't want it. You're being nice right now because you don't want to talk about this on the show.
I like sporting events.
Okay.
So I know you do.
I know you do.
So, you know, it's like a compromise.
Okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Excuse me?
What is your name?
My name is Angie.
Angie, what do you think about Liv the Web Girl? She's got a boyfriend. He's a good guy. I really like him, but he's buying tickets to a game he wants to go to. And he's like, oh, hey, happy anniversary. It's the gift.
I think it's rude because he was gonna go either way, so he's just using that as an excuse to not get her something else.
Exactly. And usually he's a good guy. I'm not trying to slam Jewel Daddy, but I think he kind of dropped the ball on this one. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show at 833-563-2539. Can you give us a hint and maybe it'll help him out? What would you like to do? Is there anything you thought of or you don't even have it in mind? You just know that's not your number one anniversary gift.
I don't have anything in mind. I'm really hard to shop for and buy for, I think, because I don't give anyone any ideas because, you know, like if someone wants to get me a present, that's great, but it's not like I have anything I'm waiting for, I'm dreaming of getting, like anything I kind of... I don't need anything.
Okay, well, you know, and that's cool, too. Let's see what we got here. 833-JOE-ALEX. Stephanie's on the Joe and Alex Show. Stephanie, what do you think here? Am I being too hard on Jewel Daddy, Liz's boyfriend?
No, I think that if he, like, offered for her to, like, to pay for her effort, he can't, like, go back and say that that's for an anniversary gift. Because, like, that's not something, like, even though, like, you didn't ask for it, I get, like, the experience and all, but he shouldn't go back and say that just because... 1 year is like a milestone in a relationship. It's like sometimes the hardest year to get past. He shouldn't use that as an excuse. Like, be like, oh, okay, this is your anniversary gift.
I know, but I think that he's, I do think part of him is really, really excited for me to experience Wrigley.
Because he likes it so much, you think? Like, he's like, my girl, my favorite thing in the world gets to go to one of my favorite things.
Yeah, and I think he knows how much I love sports and how much I love sporting events, even though baseball is definitely not my favorite sport. I think he's like, you know, you would regret it if you didn't go to Wrigley.
No, like I've never been to Wrigley, and I love baseball is my favorite sport. A lot of people think it's boring. I love baseball. I love to go to as many games as I can. Stephanie, thanks for calling in and giving advice. Let's go to Katie on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
I think Liv should be just excited that he remembered that it was their anniversary because they're only dating.
Right,
it's
true.
It's not like they're married and, you know, they've been together for 100 years and, you know, most guys don't even remember when they saw, you know, they don't remember nothing. And
hey.
This should be an old boy.
Hey, you don't have to point out how dumb we are, okay?
I like it. Continue.
Yeah, I do, because you guys wouldn't know it unless we did tell you.
That's so true. He would not.
Katie,
he would not know.
You're on fire this morning. I love it. All right. Thank you, Katie, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We got Wendy on here, and you've heard the scenario. What do you think? Do you agree with me that Jewel Daddy is kind of cheating the system here?
No, I don't agree with you because, like, of course he's not going to leave her behind with some other guy. That's first and foremost. And then, like, they're doing something together. So, and right. Then, like, also, Liv, if she accepts that, like, everybody's different. Like, if she accepts that, that's just what she accepts. I mean, if he's anything like my boyfriend, he's still going to get her something for their anniversary outside of the baseball ticket.
Right. So,
like, I'd rather he say it or not.
I am kind of thinking he might.
I think he will.
But I almost don't want to get my hopes up.
Like, for you, what Joe is saying.
You know what, Wendy? Wendy.
Like, even if he takes you out to dinner while you guys are in Chicago, that's something separate from the baseball game if it's just you and him, and it's something fancy.
Right.
So,
Wendy,
like,
you know what? We're done here, Wendy. I see how it is.
No,
I'm sorry.
I
still love you, though.
All right. As you throw shade at me, I love you. Okay. Shade. No, thanks, Wendy, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Should I get any more of these people, Pork Chop? Go to line number 5. All right. Kevin, we'll wrap things up with you here on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Maybe he's planning on proposing to her at the game on the big screen and needs her to be there.
Oh, snap!
Oh my gosh, Kevin!
Kevin, do you think Liv will come back an engaged woman?
Maybe.
Dude.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I'm freaking out.
This would be so awesome. This would, Kevin, what if this actually happens and Liv's, oh my God, it'd be great.
Like, I mean, it's something that we've kind of mentioned.
What?
Like, possibly
he is
getting
the Jewel
married.
Man, so maybe he's got a stone. Maybe he's playing on the engagement at the game.
Or maybe he's working on his vape technique and he'll put, like, will you marry me? Like, he'll just.
And vape smoke. That
he'll
would be the
out.
Most romantic thing anyone has ever done for me.
What a true
Goals.
Gentleman.
Goals.
Kevin, you're a genius, and we appreciate you listening to the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Angelina Jolie is joining Time Magazine as a contributing editor. The Oscar-winning actress will write on a variety of topics with a focus on displacement, conflict, and human rights on a global scale. Her first piece was published online yesterday, which coincides with World Refugee Day. The article will also be published in the July 1st issue of the print magazine, which I think is super kind of random. But, I mean, she's into world affairs.
She's random in general.
Yeah, I know. I just, like, I never thought of her as a journalist. James Corden's contract has 1 year left for the Late Late Show, and he told a podcast he was on that he really misses the UK.
But it's so much more than just what do I want to do, because, you know, we're a long way from home, my wife and I and our children, and there are people at home that we miss deeply. Then there's a question of where do we want to educate our children.
He then talks about what he thinks will end up happening in the future.
I imagine I'll stay doing it for a little while, I think. That's my hunch. There's things I miss greatly. We'll see, really. I don't know. We'll sort of cross or burn that bridge when we get to it, you know?
Drake paid out $350,000 to a woman who accused him of sexual assault during the British leg of his Boy Meets World tour. The settlement was made by the rapper, even though no charges were brought against him following an investigation by police in Manchester, England. The woman's name is Laquana Morris. She's an Instagram model and former stripper, and she claims that this happened in February of 2017. She filed the police report in June of 2017, but the Manchester authorities declined to go through prosecuting Jake because of a lack of evidence. The former stripper and Instagram model wrote, "Drake forced me to perform oral on him. It wasn't your ordinary oral, so it was more of a fetish." Last September, Drake filed a lawsuit against Morris, claiming she had tried to extort him with phony pregnancy and rape claims.
That is just insane.
Wild. I had no idea any of this was going on. The two parties reached a settlement in November of 2018. Morris says the settlement with Drake included a statement, which she is now saying portrayed the rapper as the victim in this situation. She's also claiming that her attorney worked with Drake's attorney against her best interests, which is so crazy. I didn't know any of this has happened.
Yeah, it's just the crazy stuff. I remember when I was younger, I wasn't like Drake, but I had a girl that like I went out with a few times. We hooked up, you know, when I was young and dumb. And there, we did everything protective-wise, but somehow she said she was pregnant. Because she's like, "Am I your girlfriend?" I'm like, "No, I barely know you. Like, why would I say you're my girlfriend?" Like,
yeah.
And she said she was pregnant for like 3 months.
Dude, I know like two different girls that faked pregnancies to like try to keep their boyfriend with them. It was crazy.
Women are crazy. I mean,
no, it's not all women. There's men who are crazy too.
What? Lindsay, I'm pregnant. What? I can't lie to my wife and tell her I'm pregnant.
No, but you can lie about other stuff. Anyways. Chance the Rapper showed up at Chicago's Laugh Factory Comedy Club and jumped on stage to tell some jokes and tried the whole stand-up comedy thing.
"White people know me as the guy who does stuff for schools. What do I do for schools? No, nobody knows what I do for schools. I'll tell you what I do. I go to all your kids' schools and I fart in their desks."
I like him rapping better.
Maybe,
but good for him to have the
to
courage,
music.
Though.
Yeah, I love you, Chance, but I don't know. I think you might need some work on that.
Wait, hold on. We can make it better.
There we go.
That was funny.
Coming up in the next garbage, Kendall Jenner is stirring up controversy again, and this actor is calling out Justin Bieber, and this actress is starting IVF.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Kind of, I don't know, a little sensitive question, a little topic, maybe a little adult content warning, just throwing it out there. To each their own, I guess. I'll even talk really cute and sweet here so we don't make it too uncomfortable. But I've heard of this, but I haven't heard of it in a long time, and I'm wondering, is this something that really happens? Because summertime, well, you know, it gets warmer, and we all know about it getting warmer, but I've never heard of this. There's a theory, and they call it summer sausage. They're talking about the man's genitalia. We'll call it summer sausage. Mm-hmm. It apparently gets bigger in the summertime.
I've heard of this, actually.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, so
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Has anybody actually heard of quote-unquote summer sausage, where the guy's stuff just magically gets bigger in the summer because I guess it's warmer? And ladies or dudes, I really would like to hear from you. Now, Liv, you've heard of it. Is this personal or what?
No. So my guy friends in college, I mean, they were college frat boys, so they were always super like crude, and they would always talk about it. They'd always be like, "Oh, it's summertime, boys. We can get an extra inch."
That much?
I don't know. That's what they would say. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if they were just being stupid and silly, but I definitely have heard of this.
Okay, maybe I'm just, I don't have much of a summer sausage anyways, but I've never really myself noticed a difference. I've grown up in Michigan where it was a little bit cooler. It didn't get super hot, but does anybody ever have the summer sausage experience? It sounds like a good one.
I mean, it's really fourth grade science because, you know, when things get colder, like everything shrinks, and the reason, and I'm talking about like even your whole body shrinks a little bit because it has to, you know, constrict and save heat. So it like kind of gets smaller, like tighter. And then in the summer, it's like the opposite.
Yeah, you're taller in the summer. Mm-hmm. And that's the same with roads. Why do you think potholes are so bad? Because it's like the warm and the cold going back and forth makes if it's cold, the molecules stick together. Mm-hmm. If it's hot, the molecules spread apart in an object. So that's why things elongate.
I can't believe that Liv and Porkchop actually think it's real. I don't think summer sausage is real. Like, I just don't.
Maybe it's just because you're not working with, like, anything that you can't even tell.
I got a cocktail, Winnie. It's all good. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. If you think it's a real thing or not, 833-563-2539. Like, I wonder if ladies met a guy in the summer, then, like, they saw him in the winter, like, whoa, rip off!
Yeah, they're like, bye, dude.
What is this? This whole reason came up from something I saw in Huffington Post, and it said some theories on summer sausage are heat makes things expand. Since it's hot out, that includes your junk. So that's kind of what you guys were talking about. You're more active in the summer doing things like hiking and swimming, which gets your blood pumping, and that might make it look bigger. Like when you're getting your swole on, like a lot of times when athletes do photos for a magazine or something, they'll do push-ups or bicep curls to make those muscles really go because the blood's flowing to them.
Yeah, but that means the blood's flowing to the muscles, not the other areas.
Mm-hmm. When it's warm, the blood vessels in your body are more relaxed, and that extra blood flow can make your junk a little longer and fuller. There's no way this is true, is it?
I really think it is true.
Your twigs and berries also hang lower when it's hot outside so that it can, you know, make everything look bigger. Kind of like Porkchop talked about, just the heat. Things like kind of shrink up and then, I guess,
yeah,
when it gets
warm.
Yeah,
I definitely think like the heat is the reason why summer sausage is a thing. I really do believe in this. Some people are growers, some people are showers. Well, in the summer, everyone's growing.
But see, here's my thing. Nobody's calling to confirm what you guys are saying, so I don't think it's even real.
Well, maybe they're just like you and they don't pay attention to it as much. Porkchop, have you noticed a difference between the summer and the winter?
Yeah, maybe slightly. Yeah.
What about your boyfriend? Is he a summer sausage kind of guy?
All year round.
Oh, dang!
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So we're going to Porkchop's home state. Producer Porkchop's from New Jersey. And this is where we find a woman was dropping off her kid at school. I guess it must have been like kind of the end of the year when she was asked to move her vehicle by cops. Why? Well, hey, lady, you're blocking the traffic lane. Like, you can't park in that spot. There's always that one person in life like, well, I could park here, right? No. No, you can't park there.
I don't think so.
Kind of rude. That's not a parking spot, but sure, make it your own. The woman refused to move. When the cops looked over her records, they learned her vehicle registration was expired and asked her to park her car. She refused to do that and would not exit her car when the officers told her to. Why do I feel like this is going to end badly? Well, the cops opened the woman's car door. She bit the officer 3 times.
Oh my gosh, that's so aggressive.
No kidding. Then the then punched the other cop in the chest. They took her to the ground and they arrested her. She was charged with disorderly conduct and some other things too, like assault on an officer. But could you imagine the kids there like, Mommy, what are you doing?
Dude, that is honestly wild. Her kids probably bite other kids, too. They probably just a biting family.
Oh, yeah, that's the classroom biter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where'd you learn that from, Jimmy? My mom? Chomp, 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 chomp. That's your dummy of the day. You can check it on out at joeandalexshow.com. What is the most expensive thing that you've ever broken? Maybe it was your little slimy-fingered kid that did it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I want to know like how much it was valued at, and I also want to know like how did it actually happen? This story is interesting, and I don't know what actually happens, but a 3-year-old boy, of course, had to be a boy, knocked over a $50,000 sculpture at an art. Is it Basel? B-A-S-E-L or Basil, whatever the heck it is. And I guess, yeah, I guess you're trying to figure out if the family owes the money or not. This has happened before, actually. We've talked about it here on the Joe and Alex Show about something getting busted and broken and it costing a bunch of money. But I'm wondering for you at 833-JOE-ALEX, what is the most expensive thing you broke? The one thing I can think of off the top of my head is when I was, and I had to pay for this out of pocket. I made no money when I was 16 or 17. I had a job, but it was just tough paying bills. And I was just running around. My buddies all skateboarded. And I remember my buddy Dave Johnson had an old white, like 80s Dodge Grand Caravan, very boxy, not like the modern kind now. And I don't know why I thought it was kind of funny. And I ran into like to the side of his van to kind of like rock it and make it go. But you know how some of the minivans have like the very small, like an inch or two pop out window on the like on the sides, where it'll pop out for air? That was popped out, so I shattered all the glass.
Oh my god.
$500 for that crap. $500 within 1 second destroyed.
I would just ghost him and like just never talk to him again, so you just never have to pay him back.
You know what the worst part of that $500 is?
What?
That van, after it got fixed, like 2 weeks later it died.
Yeah, I mean, it's a van. Is it really even worth it at that point?
No, but my point is I had to pay him the freaking money, and then like 2 weeks after it got fixed, his van died. So he had to get a new vehicle.
Also, you were doing him a favor. Why is like a young guy driving a van?
No, it was actually a pretty dope van. Let me tell you right now. We were cruising around town.
There's no such thing. Dope and van should never be in the same sentence.
Liv, you didn't see it. You had to been there to realize how awesome it was, okay? This thing had a cassette.
A cassette?
Cassette player. It was dope. Yeah, we plugged the cassette player into our phone.
Okay, you're sounding older and older by the minute.
You're just hating on awesome stuff. But what about you? Did you ever break anything? I feel like you're kind of clumsy.
I mean, I've definitely ruined articles of clothing that I borrowed from my friends, just like being drunk and out and like accidentally like spilling beer on it or like getting beer on it after a keg stand or like whatever it may be. But I've never like broken anything.
833-JOE-ALEX. Wow, Meg, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story?
Well, first of all, hey, Alex, it's me. It's Meg. I told you I'd say hi the next time I called in. I actually, in eighth grade, I punched a guy in the mouth because he called me a bad name, and his parents came and told me and my family we had to pay all $1,000 because I knocked his tooth out, and my mom made me pay every single cent back.
Wow, that's insane.
So, like, did you just chip or you straight up knocked that tooth out?
I straight up knocked out a tooth. School pictures were a couple weeks later, and his school picture had him with, like, a missing front tooth.
Oh,
dang.
Wow.
Have you gotten in any more fights since then?
No, I have not. That was the first and last. He called me, you know, a very, very naughty name. I was not about it, and I kind of just swung, and oops. My dad was proud of me. He was like, you know, stand up for yourself. But I still had to pay every single cent back, which, you know, sucks when you're trying to, you know, save money for a car because, you know, it was about that time. But
no kidding. That
paid it all back.
That uppercut put you back a little bit. But good for you, Meg, for doing that. Hey, guys, let's never mess with Meg. Ever she calls,
yeah,
just be nice to her, okay?
Literally never. What a little badass,
yeah,
though.
Be nice to Meg, okay? I don't want to get punched in the face. Hey, Jay Remy, listening in Houston on the new 92.1 radio now. What's going on? You have a story. What is it?
Yeah, okay, so my story is kind of crazy. I shoot music videos and stuff, and I'm always around, like, pretty expensive cars on shoot. They're not necessarily mine, but certain companies give them to us.
Yeah, you got to look good, man.
Yeah.
You got to look like you know what you got
gotta
going
look
on.
Good. So about 3 months ago, I shot this video with this. He's pretty prominent in Houston, so I don't want to say his name. He's not up and coming by any means. He's definitely established. We shot this video, and we had, like, a 2016 Tesla Model X. And we're cruising right by the water, and we're getting one of those shots where both the doors are open, the headlights are on, you're standing in front, you look really luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
And he forgot his drink in the car, or whatever it was, and he ran in there real quick, and I guess he, like, hit something or did something, I don't know. He definitely was under the influence of an edible that he took earlier.
Uh-oh.
It was acting very slow. And he got out of the car again, all of a sudden you see the car just start sliding back, and we're right by, like, a lake of water that just slides back, and he's extremely under the influence, so he's just watching it slide back. I'm, like, 30 feet away behind the camera and, like, with all this rig stuff on me, so I can't do anything. And, like, the models he's with are absolutely useless. So we're all just watching this Tesla Model X slide into the lake.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Right when it gets into the water, everyone just releases this big sigh of just disappointment. And, I mean, I'm just happy that technically I didn't rent out the Model X in my name.
Was it totaled? Was it ruined?
Oh, yeah, it's totaled, 100% ruined.
Oh my gosh. That's insane. All right, well, note to self, no edibles before the next music shoot. Hey, Jay Remy, thank you, buddy.
That is literally, I feel like, a story that might happen to my boyfriend, Joel Daddy. If his Tesla, if anything ever happened to that, I think he would cry himself to sleep for at least a month.
I feel like something will happen to your boyfriend, Joel Daddy's Tesla. I don't think drugs or alcohol have to be involved. I think it'll just be Liv getting in and out of it. You'll probably do something like that.
I know. He's always worried whenever I'm like around it.
Yeah, for good reasons. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's a Thursday. We're the Joe and Alex Show. I don't know why. Maybe it's the antidepressants that I've been taking for like a week are kicking in. I don't know. I'm just in a good mood today. I don't think it kicks in that quickly, by the way. But yeah, how are you feeling? I know you're tired. You have been just all over. You and Pork Chop all over the world.
My brain is actual scrambled eggs right now. It's scrambled. Mush. It's a pile of mush. I'm doing this detox, which I've talked about, and I am so tired from it. I honestly think I'm going to quit early because I need to have coffee. You can't have coffee on it. And like, I need coffee. My body is dependent on caffeine. And they only give you these little like powdered sticks.
What are you trying to detox out of your body? Anything in particular? Just
chemicals,
crap.
Okay. I'm eating completely clean. I'm eating grass-fed meats. I'm eating cage-free eggs. I'm eating all organic, like nothing processed, nothing with MSG, all like non-GMO.
Do you feel different after a week or do you feel like the same Liv?
I kind of feel like the same Liv. I do feel like less bloated, I will say.
Okay.
And I do have more energy. I'm tired. So I am
tired. Where's the energy then?
Right. So it doesn't make sense. It's like my mind is tired.
Okay.
But my body is not. So a lot of times, like before, my mind wouldn't be tired, but my body was just so exhausted. I felt like I couldn't get workouts in. I was just so sluggish.
I'm sitting back watching you, Liv, and I can just see a hamster wheel spinning in your head. Just like,
I know.
You're like a foggy kind of a state.
I am so foggy. It's like hard for me to put a string of words together to make an actual sentence that makes sense.
Okay, then why don't we let you stop real quick then? Just take a break. Okay. Pork Chop, what's up, dude?
I am serving at the steakhouse tonight, maybe.
What steakhouse?
Sullivan's, because I got called out like last night. They said it was going to be too slow, so they said don't come in. I don't know. I might be hoping they do the same today just because I like to rest, but then again, I need the money, so I don't know. Whatever happens, happens, and I'm fine with that.
All right, cool, man. Well, I hope if you want to work, you get that fat cheddar. Make sure you tip that man in cash, and he prefers Ben Franklin's.
Yes. Only Benny's allowed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, speaking of Benny, I got my dog Benny in Paddington. It's supposed to. I just was checking the weather. I've never checked my weather so much except for the past 2 weeks with all the freaking rain we've had. I feel so bad for the farmers trying to plant stuff. It's terrible. Let's say we got rain going on right now. And then looking at the hourly for the rest of the day, it looks like it's going to quit raining pretty soon. And then it will. Are we done for the rest of the day? Okay. It looks like right now. Yeah, we'll get like a high of around 72 this afternoon, and it'll be like partly cloudy. Okay, unless my phone's broken, it's saying it's going
to
clear up.
Yeah, it's saying around 3 p.m. it'll start to be partly cloudy. I just can't take all of the clouds.
I don't mind the clouds. Just get rid of the freaking rain. It's a monsoon. My yard looks like the Congo or the jungle. Legit, I'm chopping stuff down. I lost my dogs the other day. I'm like, Benny, where are you? But I gotta give those boys a walk. Other than that, I'm going to try to read up a book I've been doing for a while. I talked about it on the show. It's a good one. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. I got to finish reading that today.
How long has it taken you? Are you on month two of reading this book, being on this book?
It's 2 weeks overdue. I just didn't read it for the first 3 weeks I had it.
Left it.
It became like a nice little dust collector.
Okay.
So that's what I got going on today. Listen, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get the heck out of here and say goodbye. So myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.